Joshua 24, verses 29 to 33. These are God's words. Now it came to pass, after these things, that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Yahweh, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him within the border of his inheritance at Timnath-Serah, which is in the mountains of Ephraim, on the north of Mount Gaash. Israel served Yahweh all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had known all the works of Yahweh, which he had done for Israel. The bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel had brought up out of Egypt, they buried at Shechem, in the plot of ground which Jacob had bought from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and which had become an inheritance of the children of Joseph. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, died. They buried him in a hill belonging to Phinehas' son, which was given to him in the mountains of Ephraim. So far, God's inspired and inerrant word. Okay, so at the beginning of our reading today, who died at the age of 110 years old? Ezekiel.
Jacob.
Nope, not Jacob. Jacob had died a long time ago. Jacob had bought a field for 100 shekels. That's why his name was in the writing. Yes, John.
Joshua.
Joshua died. So the book Joshua begins. Moses, my servant, has died. And now we come to verse 29. It says, Joshua of Nun, the servant of Yahweh, died. A couple interesting things here, because one of the things that the Lord had said to Joshua at the very beginning of the book was that he would be with Joshua, just as he had been with Moses. So the Lord kept his word. He was with Joshua. And now Joshua is known as the servant of Yahweh. And the Lord kept another one of his words, because the Lord said not only would he be with Joshua, but that he would exalt Joshua in the eyes of Israel, and that they would follow him as they had followed Moses. And in fact, we find out that the Lord super abundantly kept that word, because Israel did not follow Yahweh all the days of Moses, did they? They grumbled and complained and wandered in their hearts and perished in their sin and wilderness. Right? So not, the Lord's promise to be with Joshua wasn't only kept, but his promise that he would exalt Joshua in the eyes of Israel was kept even more, so that Israel did walk with Yahweh not only all the days of Joshua, but even all the days of the elders who had outlived Joshua, which is an amazing providence of God. God destroyed Egypt from before Israel under the leadership of Moses, and God destroyed the Canaanites from before Israel under the leadership of Joshua. But here is the greatest work of all of it. God granted Israel to be faithful for a generation while Joshua was leading them, and even all the elders who outlived Joshua from that generation. The Lord's word is sure and good. He keeps his word. And that, I think, is the theme of all of these funerals that we have in this passage. Joshua is buried. Where is he buried? In Timnath-Serah, mountains of Ephraim, on the north side of Mount Gaash. Why is he buried there? Verse 30. Why,
Amen? It's the heart of the angels.
It's his inheritance. It belongs to him now. It belongs to him and to his family for all generations now. The Lord has kept his word. He has brought them into the land. He has given them success against their enemy. He has given them their inheritance. Joshua's body still rests there and will rise glorified at the resurrection. Joseph's bones have been a long trip, long time. Not that long a distance, although I guess total distance has been kind of long as they wandered around. Joseph's bones have been a long trip. But Joseph, as he was dying, the end of Genesis 50, he expresses confidence in the promise of God and the salvation of God. And he says, all right, when you come up out of here, you take my bones with you. You see, Joseph knows that all those who bury a dear one in the faith of Christ knows that we are not yet done with our bodies. They're going to come up out of the grave. That which was done with Jesus' body, even though he would not see corruption and would rise again in 3 days, is the appropriate thing to do with a Christian's body. Because we are not yet done with our bodies. Even the bones that are preserved should be taken care of. It matters what happens to them. It matters to God. God is going to make of them a resurrection body. They take Joshua's bones and they bury them in the plot of ground at Shechem. Why? And verse 32. Because it had become an inheritance of the children of Joseph. See, he is keeping his words. The Lord is doing what he promised. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, died and buried him in a hill belonging to Phinehas, his son, which was given to him in the mountains of Ephraim. To whom was that hill given?
To the mountains of Ephraim.
No, the mountains of Ephraim was where the hill was.
Oh.
Sorry, the way I used my question. To whom had the hill in the mountain of Ephraim been given? Starts with a PH. Phinehas. Phinehas, whose son was Phinehas? Eleazar? Whose son was Eleazar? Aaron. So, Eleazar is buried in the plot of ground belonging now to the line of the high priests. Again, his inheritance, although not particular words used this time, but the Lord has kept his word. And so if we go through this, every part of this passage, the Lord has kept his promise. 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 What I think right there at the center of the passage is the biggest example. Israel served Yahweh all the days of Joshua. If we read the Old Testament honestly, we read something like that and we're thinking, oh, that's a miracle. That is a miracle. And the Lord keeps all of his promises, especially those to sustain, to hold up and carry along and his people in their spiritual faith in Jesus Christ and belonging to him and growing in trusting him and growing in loving and obeying him, keeping his commands, the Lord keeps his promises. The Lord kept his promise to send Jesus, right? Kept his promise that Jesus would be the sacrifice for our sins. From Isaiah 53, kept his promise that Jesus would rise again. Kept his promise that his sin into heaven. Psalm 24, Psalm 110. And he has made us other promises that he's still keeping. The scripture says that he has begun a good work in us, but we're given to completion on the day of Christ Jesus. Jesus himself says that he is with us always. Scripture says those whom he justified, that is, those whom he made right with God through faith in Jesus Christ, he also glorified. That he won't finish, he won't stop doing his work in us until it is finished and until we are perfectly fit, perfectly suited for heaven. So we have such sanctified hearts that we love being with him so much that we sinlessly with him, that we will enjoy heaven. Because there won't be any remaining sin from our flesh, which would not. Any remaining sin would make heaven a torturous place. But, so, each of us need to remember, the Lord keeps his promises. The Lord keeps his promises. The Lord keeps his promises. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you did give the families of Joshua and Joseph and Aaron what you had promised them, most of all, that you kept those words to be with Joshua, just as you were with Moses, and to be, to exalt him in the eyes of Israel. We pray, O Lord, that you would grant to us the same with our Lord Jesus. We rejoice to see in your words that he had your spirit in full measure and that you perfectly attended him in all situations. And yet, Lord, so that you might be with us as he deserves, you did forsake him on the cross even when you lifted him up. And he is our greater Joshua. We thank you for him. We ask for your same spirit to give us faith in him. We pray that you would exalt him in our eyes and help us to follow him. That your spirit would make you to serve, that by your spirit you would make us to serve you all the days of Christ when he lives forever. That you might make us to live faithfully following him. We thank you for all the promises that you have kept in Christ already. We thank you that all of your promises that you have made also find their yes in the Lord Jesus, to which we give also the Amen. In Jesus' name.